We have gifts.
Right.
We do.
That we're going to do here in the 8 o'clock hour.
8 o'clock hour? Spanish, it's going
to
spoil.
I got one that I have to give you now.
Right now?
Yeah.
If he gets one, we all get one.
That's true. You have to have equality among the children.
That's how it works.
I'm okay with that.
I mean, I'm okay with it, too.
No, I'm not okay. I want to wait.
You want to do news and then do presents?
I mean, news is cool and stuff, but we got
gifts. Just do that's fine.
We don't have to do all the presents. I just got this specific one.
Well, is this Secret Santa? Is this part of the Secret Santa?
Yeah.
Because I got non-Secret Santa presents.
Yeah, no, this is part of Secret. This is part of Secret Santa.
Yeah, see? Yeah. Well, if it's going to spurl, then you don't want to do it while it's going to spurl.
Yeah, no, I can't spurl, so I'm going to go.
All right, go.
Go get it.
Just stand there and stare at me in your aqua shirt.
Is it livestock?
Look like my dad's carpet in 84. That's exactly what my dad like a seafoam green carpet in his apartment.
I'm envious of his new look. I actually think that looks really good.
Spanish?
Like, yeah, I wish I had a job where I had to dress up like that and I would need to look good. But
you almost have the same job.
He and I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're practically the same.
That's exactly what he just said.
Calvin and I almost have the same job. Rob and I almost have the same job. That's what I was saying. We both show up to do the same thing every day, talk on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is you could dress like that if you want to. I don't want you to.
Your present's here.
Oh! Christmas ever! Love Tiger!
No, he goes by JJ now.
I can call you Love Tiger. Can I call you Love Tiger? I mean, it's old school. It's like you can call me Cowhead if you want to.
No, I want to call you Mike.
All right, I want to call you JJ.
Okay.
All right, JJ!
Hey, yes!
Oh, this makes me so happy.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were going to bring in some terrible food that I didn't want to eat.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Right? Yeah. I told you you would like it.
Now, I have to introduce you to the new listeners. This is the artist formerly known as Love Tiger. Right.
Yes.
Love Tiger is, he's a little older than me. We're 45. He is a longtime college DJ.
Yep.
And he is a great friend of the show, but he's a little moody. Sometimes he doesn't want to be on the show. So it's been some time now.
Yeah, right.
But where have you been?
I've been just hanging.
Oh, man. Do you still like us?
Of course I do.
Well, you never call us or anything, so I didn't know.
Mike, if you remember, we used to have the intro for Love Tiger, now JJ, but
old
he used to be Love Tiger.
School.
This is the old one here.
He's a 38-year-old college freshman virgin. It's Love Tiger.
Now, are you still a virgin? All right. He shook his head yes. But that's okay. We might fix that today.
Okay. I heard there's going to be some drunken girls here.
You'll see a nipple for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Can I tell you something?
Right.
You look fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
You look clean.
Yeah.
You look young.
My armpits don't smell like avocados.
Oh, you listened to the show.
I heard the yesterday's parts of it.
Oh, man. This is making me
He looks like he lost a little weight, too.
Yeah, you do.
Back down, yeah. Good.
I do want to say Merry Christmas also to you, JJ. We got your shirt signed by Ann Kelly. We'll get you one signed by the show later. But I wanted to say also that this wasn't just me that got him here. Rob helped, and so did Carmen. So
as much as
I would like to take full credit.
I have nothing to do with it.
I can't.
It's all
best
him.
Best gift ever.
Yeah, right?
I have missed you.
I know. I just want to tell the
get
listeners.
Get on the mic there. I know you do radio, but get on the mic.
I want to tell the listeners that.
You still have to get on the mic.
I am on the mic.
No, you're like this. Talking over here, but if you talk in the middle, everybody can hear you.
Okay.
There you go.
I want to tell all the listeners that I'm a changed man.
Uh-oh.
I'm sick and tired. I want to be in the group with Medicine Man or Avocado.
You're not. You're above that.
Oh,
right.
Way above.
Yeah.
I want to be respected.
I respect you.
Yeah. RESPECT.
Love Tigers. 20 years is too long.
But Love Tiger is a good name.
It really is.
Hey, get a little of those. Get a little of those. Hey, Carmen. She's hot, right?
I'm excited.
Hey, who's hotter, her or Dinah?
Definitely
Carmen, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Her tatas are bigger. See, I say tatas.
I know you do.
I don't say boobs.
You know, you don't say why? Okay. Boobs offensive?
No, I just like tatas instead.
I guess
it's cooler.
Stick with it. Tatas.
Love Tiger would say boobs. JJ says tatas.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, can I play something for you real quick? Love Tiger, put those headphones on so you can hear.
Oh, not the.
This is good. It's a holiday classic. This isn't a singer. This is a crooner. Oh, man, I'm so happy you're here. Here we go.
I'm dreaming.
This is you.
It
is?
Of a white Christmas.
Christmas.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Yeah, sing it live. Yeah. Here we go.
Duet.
Well, the treetops glisten, and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Spanish, I had to tell you, outdid yourself.
Oh, yeah, you think
oh,
so?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like I said, I couldn't have done it without Carmen help. She was talking to Love Tiger, or JJ, I'm sorry, and yes. Rob helped hook up the gifts for JJ, so.
Love Tiger. Oh, JJ. Sorry, yeah, JJ. I got confused. Do you know that, not JJ, but Love Tiger used to be the official announcer of this
yes.
show?
Really?
Yeah, before you, before Rob, before Carmen, he would come here every day, and we'd come out of break, and he'd and give us a little announce.
Listen to 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, and the Mike Calta Show. Coming back in a few minutes.
Yes.
Oh, very that's nice. Good. I believe I have some stuff from way back when.
It's Wednesday, May 27, 2009. It's time for another edition of The Calta Show. I'm your announcer, Love Tiger.
Ah.
On today's show, we have another story of a teacher-student sexual relationship. We'll see why gays of St. Petersburg are so upset about the rainbow flag. A Calta Show community member goes under oath. Galvin has an open letter, plus the retarded news, who's my baby's daddy, and your phone calls at 579-1025 or 800-771-1025.
Pretty good,
man. I miss that. Yeah. I miss those days.
See, it's hard when you have a phone.
When you what?
When you don't have a phone.
How do you not have a phone in this day and age?
I don't know. I can't afford it.
Remember the one that Mike got you before?
Yeah.
Why happened to that away? One?
I don't remember. So long.
You remember.
I know I lost a bike one year. I know that.
Well, you lost a bike in a race with
right,
a man.
Right.
But why did you tell everybody why
you lost the phone?
You lost the phone.
I don't remember. So long ago.
Because you were calling other radio shows with it.
Oh, yeah.
And you wouldn't answer.
I'd like to say I'm very sorry to Candace, and I'd like to say I'm sorry to Tina, Brenda, Gladdy, and Ann.
Oh, this is when you had to
apologize
this
for
is
you
when
being in.
I went on JJ's radio show, and for the first time in 10 years, I taught him how to use the phone so he could take phone calls, and I just insulted all of his listeners.
I'd like to say I'm very sorry to Candace, and I'd like to say I'm sorry to Tina, Brenda, Gladdy and Ann, about my friends, they're gone, and what they said was wrong, and I didn't know they were going to say, oh, that was a bad thing.
Sorry for that back in the day.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It was fun, though. It was fun being on your show.
Right.
Yeah.
But are you still doing the show or
yes,
no?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man,
January
good 14th, stuff.
2016, I'll start my 15th year.
Whoa.
Hold on, I have a phone call.
This was you taking your first phone calls.
Oh. Hello? Sorry, wrong number.
Oh, first phone.
And now I'm all confused now. Before I get to my next song, again, Brenda, I'm sorry.
Oh, your phone.
I'm not answering that phone. I'm not answering the phone anymore.
16 years of this.
15.
Oh.
I'm sorry. See, I'm all screwed up now. At last show, and
this was live, by the way, his show.
Again, I'm sorry,
I didn't think this was that.
Mean to, I didn't know my friends were going to be jerks.
Oh,
that's right. That we were jerks that day. We were jerks.
They're nice guys, but sometimes they can be jerks.
Yeah.
See, I said jerks. I didn't say the other word.
Again, I'm sorry. I'm not answering the phone. Hold on. Let's see. Hold on. Not answering the phone. Again, I'm sorry. Brenda and Tina, Gladdy.
Isn't Tina dead now?
Yeah, she passed away a long time ago.
She killed herself after this phone call.
Yeah.
See, I'm all screwed up now.
I remember she was the one that you made out with.
Yes.
That I always thought was a guy.
Right.
Did we ever find out?
No, she died before we found out.
I remember why you thought that she was a guy, though. It was, I think, because of her penis. Right? I mean, that's... Yeah.
That's what gave it away to
me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. See, I'm all...
But I'm mature. I'm matured since that.
This is live on the air.
Yeah.
I can get some... Before I do my carpenter's spotlight...
Carpenter spotlight.
All right.
Yeah.
As an apology, let me get some of your lady's favorite group from the 70s, Bay City Rollers.
Mm.
Steve.
For the ladies.
Gonna find a good song.
They only have one song, Bay City Rollers.
How about
Ryan?
S-A-T-U-R-D-O-I-9.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Star. Here's the Bay City Rollers for Brenda, Gladdy, Tina, and Anne in the UK on Flashback Classics Friday night. I'm Dr. J.P. Lovesey. Cut up next.
Who? What would you say your name was?
It was Dr. Johnny P. Lovetrain.
I'm Dr. J.P. Lovesey.
It's not like you said Dr. J. Panuzzi.
I know.
I'm Dr. J. Panuzzi.
Right? You're Dr. J. Panuzzi. That's your new name.
I'm Dr. J. Panuzzi.
Yeah, Dr. J. Panuzzi.
Friday night. I'm Dr. J. Panuzzi. Good up next. My artist spotlight, Richard and Karen Carpenter.
Oh, man. Well, Love Tiger, it's great to see you.
Great to see you too, Mike.
This is going to be a, I keep saying Love Tiger. It's going to be hard for me not to.
Is it okay, fair? Or should we, what should we call you?
Please I can call you Love Tiger, right?
Please call me JJ, because right. That's my name.
All right, JJ.
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 John Johnson, JJ.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. Double. Will you intro a Carpenter song for me?
Okay.
Go ahead. Talk it up.
Well, I got to first find out what song you're going to play.
You pick one. You tell me what you want me to play. I'll play it.
Top of the World.
Oh, man. The one I don't have.
Going deep on the Carpenters. Yeah.
How about Close to You?
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Here's a song written by comedian Paul Williams from 1970. This is The Carpenters and Close to You. 102.5 The Bone.
Why do birds? This is appropriate for us so being together today.
Okay.
It's like God made okay. this happen. You and Cheeseburger would be the greatest show ever. Where can we get Cheeseburger down here?
Oh, yes, we can.
JJ and Cheeseburger, I would listen to that show every day.
Absolutely.
Would you do a show?
I emailed you about a show.
I want to do
a show with Spanish.
No.
No.
He's not good enough to be on with you.
I mean.
He's been doing it for 15 years.
A hot girl.
He's a veteran.
At least
I want to do it with a hot girl.
A hot girl?
Yeah.
By the way, where are the hot girls, Carmen? Are we getting anything?
Yes, we do. We have two here already, and then we have like a couple more on their way.
You know what I brought today?
What?
I brought cherries in moonshine.
Ooh,
we should all eat some.
Yeah.
Of you want some of those?
Those are good.
They're in my car. Whoa. We gotta go get them. I forgot.
You put the little cherry juice in Coke.
Uh-huh.
Oh, cherry moonshine. Oh. Coke.
And you put the cherries somewhere, and you get drunk faster.
Yeah.
I'm bringing them on stage with me tonight at the Gator Club.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what I'm gonna do with them. I'll throw them out to the crowd or something.
You know, tie them to your belt. Dance around a little bit.
I have to say something. I love this new studio.
You
do,
right?
It's nice, huh?
What if we built you a little announcer booth, and every day you sat in the corner, and you're like, no.
And now on the cowhead. No,
Love Tiger! Every time you cowhead me, I'm going to Love Tiger you.
You got to be respectful to earn respect.
Sorry, Mike.
Thank you, JJ. Mike and JJ is a good show, too.
Oh, man.
Where do you live now?
I live in Spring Hill.
Oh, you do?
With my family.
You're back with your family?
Yeah.
How many nieces and nephews do you have now?
I have three nephews. One just turned one a couple days ago.
Man, your sister likes to bang a lot. She's churning out the kids. But she's married.
No, she's not.
Sinner.
Her ex is in New York.
Oh, man. So three kids with one guy? And he left? Why? Was he like, if that brother comes to live here, I'm leaving?
I stay out of that kind of business.
You're the big brother. You have to look into those sort of things.
Well,
he banged her up, got her three kids, dirtied her up in privates, and then left.
I stay out of that stuff.
And they fight a lot?
Long time ago.
You ever hit her?
Heck no.
Oh, I don't know. You stay out of it. What do I know, you know?
I don't do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Not you. Him. Did he hit her, I said?
Not that I know
okay,
of.
Okay, good. All right. What, how's your mom doing?
She's doing
good. She's making the taps?
Yep.
See, I remember everything.
My mom and my younger brother make the beer taps. You see in the when they pull the beer down? And
yes.
The, mm-hmm. They make those.
They make them.
Yeah.
And they have for years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved... JJ.
JJ,
I'm so happy that you're here.
I'm so happy to be here, Mike.
Did JJ take a yellow cab here?
Yes, yellow cab, and Wally brought him.
Wally's the best, man.
Yeah, if anybody needs a yellow cab, it's 727-666-666 or 813-666.
Just call the devil.
Yeah, 727 Satan.
Yeah, basically.
That's hey, JJ, you going to hang out with some of the drunky drunk girls?
He could drink because he's of age and he's got a ride.
Yeah, absolutely. If you'd like to.
Drunk today.
Yeah! Oh! It is Christmas.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, I have to tell you, this is a fantastic.
Again,
day.
I want the listeners of this show to treat me with respect.
Of course. I mean, could you? Why would
I don't want to be associated with Medicine Man or Avocado?
Right. Why you don't want to talk to Avocado?
No.
Why?
Because he's smelly.
But you never smelled him. Maybe you'll meet him and you'll like him. He just really had a bad day yesterday. Right, Avocado?
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's the eye of the JJ.
Hey, you want to play Name That Tune?
Okay.
All right, Avocado, think of a song, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to put you on hold. Think of it. JJ, I can name that tune in 12 notes.
I can name it in 10.
I can name it in 7.
Ooh, I can name it in 6.
Name that tune.
Ah, I'm trying to get you. All right, 6 notes. Go ahead. Rush, Fly By Night.
Okay.
What is that right?
Uh-huh.
Ha, ha, ha. Nice. In 2.
Yeah, you did it in 2.
In 2. You know, let's do it again. Can you think of another one?
Uh-huh.
All right, hold on. JJ, I can name it in 12 notes.
I can name it in 10.
I can name it in 8 notes.
I can name it in 7.5 notes.
6.5.
Jay, name that tune.
Yeah.
All right, you ready? Here we go.
Okay, that's right.
Go.
I'm not into rock that much.
Let's hear it.
I can name it. I can name it.
Sorry, I got to pass.
Can I steal it?
Oh, yeah. Galvin for
the Trooper.
The
Iron Maiden.
So I'm not into that.
Is it the Trooper?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Yeah. All right, that's all right. We did good. Hey, you know any carpenters?
No, but okay, I can load it in an hour.
No, no, no. Okay, Avocado, say hello to JJ.
Hi, Avocado.
Oh. Hey, I know. I mean, no. That smell was from Patty's box.
No, 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 no. We smell Patty's box. It was you.
Well, no, Spanish, and Carmen gave me a smell down.
Would you be in their singing group? No, he's out. He does not want to be associated with you people.
Yeah,
he does
not.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
All right, I got to go. How about Jacob Two Times? You know him? Jacob?
Yes, Cowhead, how are you doing? Hey, Cowhead, guess what, Cowhead? It's been 2 years now that I've known you. Can you believe that?
Just the other day I was saying, you know, I don't have any other friends other than Jacob Two Times for more than 2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Jacob.
Yeah. Jacob, say hi to JJ.
Hey, JJ, how are you?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Hey, Khaled, guess what, Khaled? I still have you on a CD doing a commercial for Amco. Can you believe that?
AAMCO, sure.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I can post some of that commercial for you.
Hey, what are you getting for Christmas?
I'm getting some rechargeable batteries for my CD player. I hope I get a new house phone. So that way, maybe I can call your show from my new house phone in the new year, and I'm just hoping for a good Christmas. Now, tomorrow we're going up to my Aunt Dice's for Christmas, and we're going to have some fun, Cowhead. We are going to have some fun.
Where does she live?
Well, I know she lives up by my grandma's, which is by my mom's house.
In Florida.
Which is by my mom's house, you
gotcha.
Know?
Gotcha, okay. All right, good. Well, I'm hope you have a great Christmas. And
I will, Khaled.
Now, JJ, I like you guys like the same. Like, you guys are a different level of caller.
I know, right? Hey, Khaled, you know who I talked to yesterday before I called the Bone Daily Rewind Show? Can you guess who I talked to yesterday?
Well, it would be among 4 people. It would be among Johnny B, Mo, Gio, and the girl.
Was it before? He said before he called the Bone Daily.
I don't know. Who'd you talk to?
Scotty Davis from 93.3. That was my first time ever talking to him.
Oh, well, he seems like a nice guy. Was he excited to talk to you?
Yeah, he was excited to talk to me, Khaled. Khaled, guess what? It's been 2 years now on April 30th that I've known you. Can you believe that?
I can.
I have a CD of that.
I can. And can I tell you, I would say, and I bet you a research company could find this out, but I would say that Jacob Two Times, through his interaction with this show and Drew's show, and this station in general, is probably among the most popular radio names in this town.
Probably,
Would you not agree with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? Guess what you said, Kel? I didn't make a commercial. You said, AAMCO MCO. Hey, that's where I go when I got car problems. Hey, it's Calhead.
Did I say it like that, like three times? Because people are not going to take me seriously.
No. And then you were like, hey, it's Calhead. You know the, and then you were like, these, and then you were like, these people keep the, up the, these people keep up the, these people keep up the technology of today's cars. You remember that commercial?
I do. I know. I remember going out to AMCO and meeting them.
That was a good one.
And them teaching me how to do it. That's why I knew they kept up with the technology of today's cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, right? And so, Kelly, guess what, Kelly? Listen, Kelly, I remember Dave Morgan from Q105. You remember him from Q105? He used to be on the country station. Well, he's still
the Flash.
There.
Yeah, I know. The Flash Man.
Yeah. Well, to me, it's still Dave Morgan by his voice, so he can't fool me with it.
All right, listen to me. I have to get going. I hope you have a great Christmas. And
Merry Christmas, Calhead. I'll talk to you in the new year.
Hey, would you ever come in and get drunk like JJ's going to do?
No. I can't do that. And by the way, Calhead, listen, Calhead, we got a new microwave yesterday.
Oh, you know what you should put in there? Metal.
No. Calhead, I can't put metal in there.
Oh,
hey, Carmen, how are you?
Good,
Brian. Oh, man.
She stepped out. All right, Jacob, listen to me. I hope Santa Claus comes to see you. I hope you have a great Christmas. Tell your family.
Merry Christmas, Calhead. I'll talk to you in the new year, okay? I'll talk to you on January 4th.
I'll be there, buddy. Have a great day.
Okay, Calhead. Merry Christmas.
Say goodbye, JJ.
Have a Merry Christmas, Jacob.
Merry Christmas, JJ.
Oh, man, you two would be the best show. It would be, thank you. See you, pal. You and Jacob two times? JJ, J, and J? He would call you JJ, 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 JJ.
Yeah.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Almerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.